It is 7:42 as we continue on here on this Thursday morning with the Sunny Morning Show with Walt and Mike. And joining us in the studio is our old friend Nicole, who is with us with another event that is coming up that really is going to help out one of the organizations we love on the show here, UPAWS. But good morning, welcome back, and tell us what's happening.
Good morning.
What do you got going on?
We have a fashion show, second annual Ciabello Fashion Show. It's happening this Saturday.
And what is happening where and when and how can folks take part?
It's at the Vera Bar. The wine tasting starts at 6. Show starts at 7:30.
And you have put this together again. Now, this is the second annual, so I remember talking to you before about the first one, and things must have went pretty well that you're giving it another go.
We had a really good turnout and ended up donating a lot of money.
So this is a fundraiser, and it's going to UPAWS. And, of course, that is one of the groups that we like to talk about a lot on this program here. But you know, what can folks expect if they come out that evening?
Well, after the wine tasting, we'll be having some raffles and silent auctions during the show, giving away some door prizes. This year, no one felt like washing wine glasses, so we give you your very own to take home. Thank you to Auto Armor.
That's a good idea.
Yes. And so we are going to have fashions by Ciabello, Darling, Youper Shirts, and Harley Davidson.
That was the question I was going to ask.
I like that.
Who are your designers?
Yeah. I figure it was a really good mix.
It's an interesting mix of that, but it's also, you know, it's a fundraiser, so it's a good night to get out and check out something a little bit different. But, you know, how'd you put it all together? I mean, did you get some of the same folks from last year, some new models? How did it all come together?
We have new models this year, but my friend Yubi, she owns Ciabello, and she is new to the community. She moved here from Arizona. Mm-hmm. She really wanted to get downtown involved and help a charity out at the same time.
So for folks that come there, then the breakdown is basically at 6. You've got wine tasting that starts with that. And, of course, that's sort of the social period as well, and then get into the show. What are you doing besides the show? Is there a silent auction, raffle, or anything like that?
Yeah, we're giving away lots of prizes. The community is always so great in donating. So I got jewelry from Richardson's, 3-month membership to Snap Fitness, 8 classes to Cycle Soleil. I had lots of restaurant gift certificates like the Portside Wild Rover, massage, spa day.
Second annual Ciabello fashion show that benefits UPAWS. Now, you've got a lot of folks involved with this, but you also want to make sure the people know that, you know, you can also get a few snacks and a bit of something to eat while you're there as well, because you got some folks helping out with that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we are going to feed you. It's a good idea. TLC Catering, actually, they do a wonderful job. They did it for us last year, too. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, I'll touch on that again. You know, this is the second one now, and you're giving it a go again. And you had a very successful event last year, and now it sounds like you've even got more support from the community. How has it been getting the businesses and everybody lined up for this?
Everyone is so generous. You're almost shocked. Like, you think you maybe got to walk in there. Well, it's for homeless animals. Come on, help. But no, it's just you say UPAWS, and they're like, here you go. It's wonderful. Yeah.
Well, you know, we do talk about UPAWS. We have them on the show here quite a bit to talk about what goes on. And in the afternoons, our Dee Dee, who does the afternoons, talks about their pet of the day and everything like that. Aww. We like to help them out, and it is a good cause. So for people that want to take part in it, again, what is the schedule, and then how can folks get tickets?
They can get tickets at Ciabello, which is downtown Marquette. Also, the day of the show, if you get them in advance, you're guaranteed a wine glass, because we are not going to do dishes this year.
Are you limited this in terms of attendance? Are you got to use a limited amount of tickets, so get them early?
Yes, I would guarantee that that's a good idea.
And those are available. She could get in at the door, but it would be better to get them
early.
You
can.
And the schedule for the event is, again, what? What's happening when?
Wine tasting at 6 with the d'oeuvres, the silent auctions, and the raffles, and the door prizes. And then the show starts at 7:30.
And it's at the Vera Bar in downtown Marquette.
It is.
Nicole, you're doing a great thing here with this. We certainly hope you have a great turnout with it. A lot of folks come out to support UPAWS and also check out some of the latest fashions. Again, which are coming from where?
We have Ciabello, Darling, Youper Shirts, and Harley Davidson.
Sounds like a great night.
Are you coming?
Maybe. I don't know.
We're certainly thinking about it.
I certainly am because
I got models.
I just want to mention one more thing. You don't have to have a Harley motorcycle to wear Harley clothes.
You do not, no.
You can wear all the Harley clothes you want.
I have never rode a motorcycle, and I own a Harley sweatshirt.
There you
really?
Go.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Can't go wrong with that. So again, it is at the Veer Bar starting with wine tasting at 6. Tickets are available at Shea Bello, and all proceeds raised are going to UPAWS.
They are.
All right. Good work with this, and keep us posted with all the other events that you're involved with, and let us know how this goes.
Thank you very much.